Area Congressman Tim Walberg will be, you'll be in district this week, Tim?
Yeah, we've been in district all this week and next week. It's we've had a change in our legislative schedule three times since January 1st. So I assume we're at least what the schedule says now will be home here next week. And what they're doing is having committee hearings while we're back in the district and then bring us back for a week or so to vote on the bills in the House chambers, which makes it extremely difficult to have our in-district work periods that we always look forward to and getting back and being out amongst our constituents. But hopefully as we get through this $1.9 trillion spending bill on COVID relief, et cetera, and the et cetera is pretty large, we'll get back to a more normal schedule. But it's difficult having a hearing. We started yesterday in Energy and Commerce, marking up the bill, marking, which means amendment opportunities, mm-hmm. none of which passed. All of them were defeated by the Democrats since they do have the majority. And it's real when you go through the process of trying to keep things that the citizens have wanted for years and put some new things in dealing with pandemic and opening schools and the like, and they're turned down. But that's the way it is. We finished just short of midnight last night. Education Labor Committee earlier this week, we started on Tuesday afternoon and ended up at 4:30 in the morning on Wednesday morning, completed that portion of the bill. This will take a little longer. We'll be going all day today again, I'm sure. So it has to be done, and we have to labor through it, but I sure hope that people are noticing what's going on and the type of expenditures that are being put out, when in fact there's close to $1.3 trillion of unexpended funds from the original COVID relief bills. And those are multiple bills, five bills since CARES Act was passed, that haven't been used up yet. And for us to now be pushing a $1.9 trillion bill on top of that, when in fact a good portion of that bill is not for vaccine development. In fact, only 1% is for vaccines, getting them out. Other things are there for the Green New Deal, climate change issues, and I could go on and on. But it is what it is, and we'll keep working at it, but hopefully we'll have some opportunities to get out in the communities too.
What about schools? What are you hearing from educators, Tim?
Well, it's mixed, but generally speaking, educators want to be back in the classroom with their kids. They believe it's the best route for them, and I think we're seeing that it's necessary as well. That the statistics that are coming out now from the studies and surveys of the grade reduction, kids that were doing very well, normally very well, are now seeing drops in their grade, their scores. We've seen an increase in attempted suicides, talk of suicide, and sadly suicides amongst our student age groups. Depression, drug abuse has crept up again. All of that isn't good. And you add to that parents that have been out of work or can't go back because the kids are at home. And when you have tech difficulties with rural broadband, lack of it, we're pushing on that, have a number of amendments trying to develop that. One of will be mine today. Because if we're going to go this route, we need to have the capabilities there for all the kids, not just a set of kids, but all the kids to have that technology capability. So CDC said up until this week and still this week, but it may change with the pressure that's been put on from teachers unions like the Chicago Teachers Union, and the president backing away now from pushing students to get back in the classroom. Now it's going to be one day a week for a partial day. But CDC has said it's safe for kids to go back to the classrooms, including for the teachers, generally speaking, unless there's some type of pre-existing condition that's there. Then we need to take concern and deal with that. But if the social distancing, mask wearing, et cetera, hygiene is carried on, kids can go back safely. And in fact, it's not as safe in many cases for kids not to be in school. So hoping that will happen soon. The upheaval in families' lives, and especially in the students' lives, has been traumatic for this basically year now, and that has to change.
On the vaccine, it looks like we're hearing this is going to be a yearly adventure, Tim.
It very well could be. I mean, it could be just like the flu, which you're not hearing much about this year, but the flu is still here. And people, including myself, got the vaccine for the flu. Mm-hmm. And probably for at least a while, there'll need to be a vaccine, and that may be a changing vaccine, just like the flu vaccines every year, where we go at it at our best shot to try to hit that strain that's going to be pervasive in a community, and we deal with it. But we also found, statistically still, 99.7% of the people survive getting COVID. That's not lessening the impact of those that don't survive or those that get extremely sick and have then resulting outcomes that impact them for a lengthy period of time. But we do know that we cannot go on this way forever. And the fact that we have a vaccine that's been developed, that's rolling out faster than anyone ever expected, including now President Joe Biden, the comments he made when the past administration said we're going to get this thing up and running in a year, we'll have a vaccine and maybe even quicker. Well, we did. We had 7 months. The vaccines normally take much longer than that, upwards of 10 years for some of them. So we're glad it's there. I'm glad that pharmaceuticals were willing to stockpile vaccines just in case. They were given approval by the FDA, and since Pfizer and Moderna did receive approval, they had a stockpile that could start it at least, and now they're producing more and more, and pretty soon we'll have enough for the entire population in the United States. But in the meantime, there are log jams that take place, and states have rolled them out differently, local communities have rolled them out differently, but I think gradually we're seeing it start to happen, and more and more people will get the vaccine.
Tim, you do a lot of traveling. Should we have travel restrictions?
Absolutely not. This is a free country. We make our best decisions. If you don't want to go to Florida, don't go to Florida. I mean, that should be your choice. But the state has statistics that are showing better, in fact, in our state, across the board economically, and health-wise as well.
I guess I'm talking about other countries.
Other countries, yeah, I think we ought to be careful, but but there as well, we can't cloister off forever. I would love to go visit my granddaughters in Africa, and my daughter and son-in-law too, but granddaughters most importantly. But for a time being, it's going to be difficult to do that type of thing, and so FaceTime and et cetera will be the thing we do. And I think there are a lot of travel needs for commerce, industry, et cetera. The fact that it's very difficult to even go to Canada is something we ought to be concerned about. So for the time being, I mean, we started out this thinking it'd be a couple months, and it's gone on for a year. But a lot of that has been because of the way that individual states and countries have handled it. I think we ought to make sure that we protect ourselves as best possible. But nonetheless, there has to be an opening again for us to get back to normal and contend with the issues. And I think the vaccine is what is going to make that entirely possible. And while some people decry the fact that some of these vaccines are not coming to the United States but are going to other countries, hey, that's how it's going to be. And America is always reached out to help the world, because it impacts us also when we see other countries, in this case, have the ability to fight the pandemic in a better way and allow us to have those relations to go on. In the end, I think we ought to do what we feel is best for ourselves. We ought to take our precautions. We ought to be concerned about others, but we also ought to push back on the continued restriction of our freedoms in this country, and the policies that are starting to cause people to forget about what it means to be a free American, being responsible and accountable as well. And I hope we haven't gone past the point where it will be extremely difficult to get freedom back in the minds of American citizens.
What did you think about the presentation this week?
Well, it's a clown show that went on, and certainly as I listened to some of my colleagues like David Cicilline and Eric Swalwell, it's amazing to see him who's willing to even show his face after it came out that he had relations with a Chinese spy for many years, even while he was on the Intelligence Committee in Washington and is still on that committee. And to stand there in a hypocritical way and cast stones at a president when he has problems himself. But Cicilline playing tapes of the president's speech, which were accurate except for the fact he didn't play the full speech, even the point of for the president saying we're going to march to the Capitol, we're going to do it patriotically and peacefully, not like the other side. Well, that was left out for a reason. And I long for it getting over with, going on. The president will not be convicted. My colleagues on the other side of the aisle know that. But this is not just about the president. This is trying to stop a movement that was started that was so different than ever before, a movement for freedom in this country, a movement for returning the basic traditional values of this country, a movement to America First concept, which in my mind isn't a bad idea. But as long as they can keep this clown show going on, and as long as they can...
Well, there was murder there.
There was murder there, but there was murder in the streets all summer as well, and we've seen nothing like that, and nothing has been said about Kamala Harris egging people on for more riots and say it was going to go on and needs to go on as well. Those were incitements to riots if what the president said was an incitement to riot. What happened in the Capitol was wrong. There were thugs that went to the Capitol. There were idiots that perpetrated that, some that were let in out of emotion and others that planned it, I'm sure. And it was wrong. It should never happen again, and they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But let's never forget about the 7,000 others at that rally who never came in the Capitol or outside, some that I saw who were in circles praying or singing patriotic songs on the Capitol grounds. And now we have that Capitol grounds totally silent, with 8-foot fences entirely surrounding not only the Capitol, but the Supreme Court building, the buildings of the Library of Congress, all of our office buildings, and there's no one there except National Guard and police troops and a wire fence with concertina razor wire on top. That's not a picture that we need, except for the fact that this trial going on, that the Democrats want to continue put the picture that President Trump produced all of this, and that's why we are in the situation we are. We have responsibility as Americans to do the right thing, and when we do the wrong thing, it ought to be prosecuted. And those people that went in that Capitol, they did it themselves. It was their responsibility, and they ought to be prosecuted. Did the president say some words that maybe he wishes he would take back? I certainly wish that he hadn't said it. Absolutely. But I also know some of my colleagues that said those same things standing on rally stands in Michigan and all across the United States, standing in defense of people who said, burn it down, and defund the police and kill the pigs. That ought to be considered as well. And the United States citizens, and I'll say this for myself, have to ratchet down the emotion that's out there and intensity. And we have to get back to a country that is united and not divided.
Hey, don't spend that $2 trillion in one place, no.
Yeah, it won't be. It'll be spent in a lot of places, and some of them good, and some of them terrible. And so that'll be my battle today again in the committee hearings, and we'll do what we can.
Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Congressman Tim Walberg.